And the mind, of course, would judge this moment. Good, bad, not enough, shouldn't. And a strange thing happens. When you are against what is, the fictitious sense of self gets strengthened, the me in the head. Because you have made the now into an enemy, and the self thrives on enemies. The arch enemy of the mind-made self is the present moment. It's very uneasy with it. And most of the time it's against it somehow. And that strengthens the me, the boundary between me and that. And if I can complain about is in my head through the inner thought process of the monologues or dialogues, that's wonderful. It loves complaining about what is and how it should be. Because by complaining, it puts itself in a position of rightness. I am right, and this situation is all wrong. So there is a secret search to be superior to the situation by complaining about it. And you can see it in extreme forms, how some humans are very deeply immersed in that form of conditioning. They won't stop complaining. And always the universe or something or somebody is doing something to them. The present moment is always interfering with through people and situations. They're all out to get me. They're all complaining. What are they? Deep-seated mind pattern. And so you see it. And then you see the madness of it. And also you see it's not personal. Madness is not personal. Dysfunction isn't personal. Nor is it ultimately to do with the content of your life, unhappiness, non-satisfaction, is ultimately not to do with the content of your life, something that's lacking in the content of your life, or something that you don't want but is there in your life situation. The unhappiness, the heaviness of most human lives, human existences, is not ultimately based on content, but is structural. It's the structure of the conditioned mind. And built into the structure of it is the denial of now, because its continued existence depends on that. Resistance and denial. So the possibility arises for you to live in such a way that you welcome what is. And thus going beyond being a merely reactive little entity, a little me that is continuously saying, and something opens up that is deeper than form, because you are not reacting to the form that this moment takes. That would strengthen, the reaction strengthens your own form identity, which is the mind-made self. It strengthens itself by reacting against other forms. So the form of me gets stronger through the reaction. When that is relinquished and you allow, the form identity is no longer strengthened. And something arises from, one could say, deep within you that is beyond the form of who you are, which is thought forms, emotional forms, the unconditioned consciousness. And that is encountered as a certain stillness that is suddenly there, at first perhaps in the background, and a certain field of spaciousness or peace that one could say is there around the form of now. There is the form of now, which may be turbulent. Something is happening, a lot of noise is going on, whatever it is that the form is. And you allow it, and suddenly around the event, and I'm only speaking metaphorically because you can't really speak about it, around the form of now there is a space, a spaciousness, when you allow what is. There's suddenly a depth in which this event happens. That depth, or that space in which this event happens,